This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Breaking news. House Republican leadership sources now saying they still intend to go to the floor tonight to vote. That Mark Meadows may have overstepped his bounds, saying the House does not, House Republicans don't have the vote. Meadows is sticking to his guns, saying the votes are not there. Also, we have Senate Democrats saying they are gathering the votes to block the spending bill, the budget bill, and to shut the government down. Let's bring in the host of Fox News, The Next Revolution. He's a former UK Prime Minister, David Cameron's senior advisor. He's Steve Hilton. Steve, what's your reaction that the government may shut down tomorrow night?
Well, I still think that in the end they'll get a deal together, because I'm not sure that either side is confident that a shutdown will benefit them politically. I don't think they're confident about that. But from a bigger picture, I would say this could be an opportunity. I know that sounds like a rash, ridiculous, pie-in-the-sky point to make, but let me explain why. I think that let's just look at the reason that we're in this ongoing, never-ending budget crisis. It's because of the fundamental nature of the Washington, D.C. swamp. Everybody is fighting for their piece of the pie. And it's not even for them. It's for their donors, for the special interests. If it's on the left, it's the unions who give so much money and organizing power to members of Congress. On the right, it's big donors and big corporations. Everyone's fighting for their bit of the budget. And the bigger the budget, the bigger the fight. We should really be using this not to do another short-term deal, but to rethink the whole role of the federal government. There are so many areas where it should not be involved. The power should be redistributed and decentralized to the states and even lower, closer to people. That's what I'd like to see come out of this.
Yeah, you know, Steve, we're seeing sources telling us that it's not just about immigration, that the people in Congress, they're just annoyed of always that these constant stopgap measures are voting on, and they want longer-term deals, as you point out. The Republicans want a two-year budget deal. But remember when the Democrats complained about how bad a shutdown would be under Obama? And now they looks like they are saying they're going to block the votes and do a shutdown.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's completely pointless to try and look for consistency from anyone up on the Hill here in Washington, D.C., where I'm speaking to you from. Everyone just does what they say what they think will benefit them politically at that moment. I do think that the top priority for the Democrats right now is to prevent the president from having any more legislative accomplishments that he can tout and do well from in the midterm elections later this year, because they are really looking at those elections in November as representing a chance to take back the House and really go to town on frustrating Donald Trump and making his life a misery. So they don't want him to have any successes at all.
You know, the military, the paychecks could get delayed there. I mean, we wonder if Mitch McConnell has the muscle to get the Democrats in line on this, Steve. Final word.
I think that he has more muscle than anyone else in this situation, but I still think that in the end, both sides of Congress will figure something out, because they are nervous about the impact on them politically. They're not sure, either side, that it will do them good.
Thanks. Steve Hilton, you're always terrific. We love having you on. Thanks so much for coming on. Remember to tune in to Steve's show, Fox News, The Next Revolution, Sundays at 9:10 Eastern Time.
Well, Steve Hilton always brings a refreshing perspective from across the pond, very practical. To update just a bit, of course, the House did pass last night the bill. It is waiting on the Senate. They have till midnight tonight, about a little less than 15 hours from now. So the pressure is on as Congress is careening, as they say, to the first shutdown in more than 4 years, possibly, with Republicans and Democrats that are seemingly intractable impasse over government funding and the fates of young immigrants facing deportation. Of course, we keep saying young immigrants, but these are adult immigrants. These are DACA recipients, more appropriately and better characterized here. The delusion the Democrats and those on the left want us to think is that these are 6- and 8-year-olds. These are adults who have been in the country for a while, but this needs to be resolved, and they don't need to be pawns in this game, and this is what the Democrats have done. They've brought them into a pawn position. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining us. We go to D.C. live next. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and as promised, we're going to Washington, D.C. to connect with Jason Jones. He is a contributor to thestream.org, as well as a film producer, author, activist, and human rights worker. Jason, good to be connecting with you once again, and especially today as you are there for the March for Life, the march in support of human dignity and the sanctity of life in Washington, D.C.
Oh, Bill, thanks for having me on, and it is really great to be here.
Well, you're joining hundreds of thousands that are coming together for this March for Life. Tell us what you're seeing right now.
Well, I have to say, of all the years, this is the most exciting year. And we have the president of the United States coming in by satellite.
Mm-hmm.
And the vice president had a group of college students at the Rose Garden yesterday at the White House to talk to them. It's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm on the streets now with thousands of kids as they're moving towards the mall.
Well, you know, kind of amazing here. This is quite a show and demonstration, not only for others of like mind across this country, but it stands in the face of what the mainstream media would like to delude us into thinking about the sanctity of life.
You know, this is the exciting thing. We know what we need to do. We have the American public with us. We just have to communicate that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to get through the censorship of the mainstream media. I've been traveling with the senior producer from Al Jazeera. And he's amazed. You know, he just flew in from Qatar. He never knew that this happened. And I said, this happens every year.
Yeah.
Year after year, hundreds of thousands of people descend on the city.
Jason, I know that you've been keeping your pulse on this, relevant to, you know, people's perception, what is going on in terms of their convictions about life. And some of these polls, the way they're being, you know, the questions, the way they're being asked, they're maybe misleading people into thinking that abortion is becoming more and more accepted. Do you sense that is the case?
You know, and I'm glad, yes, it is definitely the case. The young people, the younger the generations, the more pro-life they are.
Mm-hmm.
I was at an event last night with Benjamin Watson, standout all-pro football star, strong, committed pro-lifer. The mainstream media cannot let young men, the young men of America, know that a guy like Benjamin Watson is passionately committed to protecting the child in the womb from the violence of abortion. But here's the good news. You know, there have been three great threats to our republic, three great brutal denials of the founding principle of this country. The first was slavery.
Mm-hmm.
The second was segregation and Jim Crow. And now abortion. Our republic will not survive another 40 years of Roe v. Wade denying our founding principle. But the good news is we're losing ground mm-hmm. in a lot of places. Traditional marriage, gender ideology. But strangely, the life issue, an issue that 20 years ago we thought was probably the hardest battle to win, we're seeing victory.
I think the kids are figuring this out. Jason, you and I spoke, I think last year about this. And I want to talk a little bit more about how men are stepping up where they need to step up and reclaim their authority position, the leaders in the household, the leaders of families, the leaders in our country. This is their God-given right. But what has happened is the young kids are figuring out that, look, you can't pick and choose and bifurcate where and when you respect life. You either respect life in every issue or you don't respect life at all. And this is what's slapping them in the face. This is why people continually are invalidated. Like these hundreds of thousands that are marching in D.C. and say, you know what? My life matters. Not only my life, but the life of my child and my future children. They matter, and they're not going to be discarded or sold in body parts and disrespected like the way this country has done so, to the point that what about 60 million abortions have taken place now since Roe v. Wade?
Yeah, it's tragic. You know, and it was when I was a young high school student, I actually dropped out of high school and joined the Army when my girlfriend found out she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was in basic training, her father, in the third trimester, beat her up and took her to a friend of his who was a doctor, and she had a forced third trimester abortion. And every year, I've been coming to the march for over 20 years, when I stand in front of the Supreme Court, I see my child there, my daughter, because the abortionist told my high school girlfriend, by the way, you had a girl.
A girl.
And I see right there on the steps of the Supreme Court, that's where my daughter died, and that's where over 50 million other innocent, vulnerable members of our human family were destroyed.
Yeah. How many other male daughters? I know how I feel about my daughter. I have one daughter. And she was my angel baby girl, you know, all the way. And in fact, I still refer to her, even though she's a grown woman and has delivered our first grandchild, you know. It's quite exciting. But how many other father-daughter dances, weddings have been missed in the midst of that, you know, obliteration of 60 million children that just were inconvenient, got in the way, the wrong sex, nothing or very little like what was the driving force, as you know, of Roe v. Wade. And that was, you know, because they used that wedge issue that it was about the safety of the mom. It was about a rape or abuse type situation, that the woman should have the right. But as you and I discussed, it is very dangerous when it is only the woman's right. Where is the men's right? And I'm telling you, Jason, I'm still to hear the loud crying voices of men across this country who have come to the reality that their sons and daughters are no more.
You know, there's a beautiful song by Kenny Rogers called Water and Bridges, and it begins about how what a horrible father his dad was to him. But then he confesses that he aborted the only child that he would have ever had, the only son that he would have ever had. Mm-hmm. So what a horrible father he was is Kenny Rogers. And that's a song he wrote from his heart. It's a true story. And I know, you know, I thank you for letting us talk about this topic, because I know in radio there are five things you're never supposed to talk about. This is one of them. And there are men listening right now who feel very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And what I would say to you is, listen, brother, the Supreme Court lied to you. Religious leaders lied to you. Politicians lied to you. Maybe your own family lied to you. Medical professionals lied to you. And as a young man, you made a mistake. But now use the rest of your life to honor the dignity of your child. As all the men who are responsible for abortions took responsible for ending abortion, abortion would end in America tomorrow. And as a man who as a teenager is responsible for an abortion, I am committed to using my profession, my family, my relationship, everything I can to advance the inviolability of the most vulnerable member of the human family, the child in the womb.
Well said, Jason Jones. This year's theme, Love Saves Lives. Jason Jones, live from Washington, D.C. at the March for Life. He is a contributing writer for thestream.org. Jason, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
God bless. Thanks for having me on, sir.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Up loud and clear, ladies and gentlemen. Here we come at you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on our associated affiliates, over 280 markets across this country. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, David French joins us now, senior fellow at the National Review Institute. He is an attorney concentrating his practice in constitutional law and the law of armed conflict, a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom, and the author or co-author of several books, including the number one New York Times bestselling Rise of ISIS. I guess, David, you're going to have to update it, and that is the decline of ISIS these days, huh? Hopefully.
Yeah. It's definitely a book that is far more historically relevant than it is relevant in the present time. I mean, it's worth looking at to see how bad ISIS was.
Yes.
You know, ISIS is still dangerous, but its caliphate is in ruins.
Without a doubt. Well, David French, you are addressing something that has been bothering a lot of people. I'm trying to understand this hashtag MeToo movement. You know, we saw at the Golden Globes, the celebs, instead of taking the higher ground and admitting to their participation in the problem, they wanted to be above it, ignore it, and just get to some sort of remedy as they saw it. And, of course, their poster person, Oprah, came out and, and wanted to say that people had their own idea of truth and they should follow that. But there's a big issue between allegiance to identity politics and the pursuit of justice. And this is what you wrote about. Explain to our audience what you mean by this.
Yeah, so right as the Golden Globes were going on and people were walking down the carpet, and the Democratic Party issued a tweet that basically was motivated and inspired by Me Too, and it essentially just said we need to elect more LGBT women, more African American women, more Jewish women, more Asian American women, just more women.
Mm.
And you know, the problem in this country is not electoral politics. If, of course, because you're talking about the Democratic Party, you're talking about, it's not that they want to elect a conservative African American woman. They
right.
want them to be progressive. Mm-hmm. But the problem isn't that, say, for example, an industry isn't sufficiently progressive. I mean, you don't have an industry that's more progressive than Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that people were getting away with unlawful, horrible conduct in spite of years and years of legal developments, in spite of years and years of political developments that said this conduct was unacceptable. This isn't a problem of laws. We have laws. This is a problem of a lack of justice. We have a broken culture. And the instant you turn this into a political battle over who gets elected is the instant you lose ground in the cultural battle that says everyone of any political party, of any ideology, should be held accountable.
Exactly. Well, isn't there enough evidence before us right now, David, that kind of thinking doesn't work? I mean, for years, decades, Hollywood turned a blind eye for their own individual interest and allowed the casting couches to run amok. And we're not even dealing. We still haven't dealt with the pedophilia that exists there in Hollywood.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's absolutely right. We have not dealt with that. And that's an ugly, ugly, ugly thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this has been an industry that has been among the most self-congratulatory about its own virtue mm-hmm. of any industry that I've ever seen. I mean, lawyers don't get together and talk as great about each other as they did, as Hollywood talks about itself.
Right.
And this has been lurking back there the whole time. It really is, the words deeply disappointing don't even begin to capture it. It's revolting.
Well, and the amazing thing, though, David, just for a moment, if I can interrupt, not only do they have this love fest, but then it's broadcast around the world, you know, as a representation of our culture. Pretty sad.
Oh, yeah. It's the most public possible, you know, love fest you can imagine. And they do it all the time. And as they were doing it, you know, and here's the thing, as they were, you know, rising rising nearly unanimously, for example, to attack Fox News and to attack Donald Trump for their own misconduct, which is they should be held accountable for it. Mm-hmm. All of these skeletons are lurking in their closets. And, you know, so the thing about the Me Too movement that I found encouraging is it has been ideologically neutral. It's been ideologically blind. It has caught people like Bill O'Reilly, and it's caught people like a Harvey Weinstein and a Kevin Spacey and many of these other Hollywood folks. These are progressives in good standing who've gone down because finally there existed a cultural movement that was focused more on accountability and justice than on politics. And, you know, so I think it's very important if it wants to remain and retain the cultural power that it's had, it has to avoid getting political and has to remain focused on individual justice for individual wrongdoing. And you'll see some real culture change if it can be focused like that.
Exactly. And I agree with you that this conflict, this tension between justice and identity politics, can it not go back? I mean, being former military, a constitutional attorney that you are, doesn't this have to do at a higher plane with authority? Because we want to throw out authority, whether it's the Constitution or other bastions of authority. We want to throw it out and say, you're not the boss of me. I can do as I dine well please. And if I break everybody up and bifurcate and make us the un-United States, we have the America that we have today where justice is abandoned for identity politics. And, you know, how's that working for you?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the authorities that was rejected here is sort of classic traditional sexual morality. Mm-hmm. It was just tossed out the window in favor of a world that says it's sort of like, you know, morality is your own personal buffet. You can pick mm-hmm. this and pick that and entirely determine what you want to do. And this is the natural result of that kind of worldview where, you know, the only thing that, you know, the only morality that mattered, the only thing that mattered for, you know, a sexual relationship is consent, not, you know, marital vows weren't sacred, treating people with dignity and respect in business settings wasn't sacred. Nothing was sacred mm-hmm. other than just this notion of consent. And even that fell away after a while with some of these predators.
Exactly.
And so, you know, when you reject this kind of, when you reject traditional moral norms, you know, the sexual revolutionaries thought they were ushering in some sort of utopia. Instead, they ushered in this world where the Me Too movement is exposed as inherently abusive.
David, how do you explain, in the face of this Me Too movement and the increasing sensitivity of sexual harassment, the number four song in popularity today has a video out that if you saw it, I mean, you could only watch maybe a couple of minutes. I mean, and you only do it just, I had to do it because, you know, hey, I'm part of the business. I got to report on it and see what's going on. It's viewed by over 83 million people. And it is the most disgusting video about sex and sex for money. And the kids are eating this up. And this is in the face of the hashtag MeToo movement. So this abandons the position of authority. And this is done mostly, I mean, you know, a lot of blacks are in this rap video. And, you know, it degrades who they are and what they represent, and they want justice, but they want to do it while they abandon what we talked about in terms of that principle of authority.
Well, I have thankfully not seen the video, so I can't really comment on it, but I can say that it's interesting to me that there is an industry that so far has not been hit by the Me Too movement mm-hmm. to any real extent, and that is the music industry. Mm-hmm. You know, the film industry, the TV industry have really been impacted, but music has not. And I hardly think that the music industry has much more virtue than Hollywood. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out over the long term.
Well, like you, I have a passion for justice, and I see where identity politics is getting in the way, and there would seem to be one political party over the other that is promoting this identity politics that continues to bifurcate and ununite us as opposed to bring us together as the United States of America.
Well, there is no question that that's the foundation of the Democratic Party coalition. It's putting together identity groups, creating and enforcing tribalism, but I think it's leaking on both sides, unfortunately.
Exactly. I agree. David French, Senior Fellow at the National Review Institute. David, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Coming at you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and independent, I might add. Good to have you with us for those that are independent of heart, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Rob Schwartzwalder joins us, and the question is, what is the president's biggest success of his first year? You know, Rob is a senior contributor with The Stream and lecturer at Regent University, and he writes that President Trump's biggest success of his first year was, drumroll, of course, the economy, still the economy. Rob Schwartzwalder, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, let's break it down. I mean, this economy at every turn, speeding down the road, and this in spite of hurricanes, the resistance, the Democratic Party doing everything they can to stick the stick in the spokes of Donald Trump and the economy and those of us that want to dream big dreams again.
Yeah, I think that's one of the great untold stories, and I think you're dead right, Bill. It's noteworthy that not a single Democrat voted for the president's tax reform plan, not in the House, not in the Senate. And yet what we've seen over the past 12 months is the greatest resurgence of the economy, certainly since the early Reagan years and probably really since the 1960s. The stock market has gained between 20 and 25% in total output. $6 trillion in new wealth has been created for the American people.
How do you like your 401k now, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, these are the kinds of things that benefit workers, mm-hmm. that benefit ordinary Americans. I think something like 130 major firms have given their employees raises and or year-end bonuses, a number of them attributing that directly to the tax cut plan.
Right.
So we've seen a resurgence in economic confidence, in economic numbers, job growth, all of these things, and the confidence that President Trump has inspired in our free market system, I think has borne tremendous fruit.
Without a doubt. Rob, a little update on that. I was reading just yesterday, it's over 160 companies have increased wages, bonuses. Of course, these are the things that Nancy Pelosi called crumbs, you know, that was going to be the start of Armageddon, the destruction of the modern world as we knew it, because of this aggressive, government, reduction in the participation of our taxes and the Jobs Act. Of course, this president has been all about jobs. One of the things I hear consistently from people in his inner circle is every day, without exception, he asks him, he says, how are we doing about jobs? And you got to know this, Rob, when it comes to leadership, if you're telling the people around you, if you keep that focus in front of them as he is doing and they become target focused, what are they looking at? They're looking at job creation. They want to make sure every day that they come to tell the boss, hey, look, we added another, 100,000 jobs here in this sector. And, because he knows that's what they know. That's what he wants to hear. That's what the focus is. And look how that's translated to our economy with the cutback of regulations that has taken the handcuffs out of a productive America.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I think one of the other things, Bill, that's very, very noteworthy is the rollback in regulation, not just in the business sector, but if you look, for example, at the way Mr. Trump has approved, the media have not given it much attention, but he approved the pipeline going from Canada all the way down
XL,
to our Gulf,
right?
The XL pipeline. He has taken land that President Obama took off the plate, as it were, and put made as a federal monument. He said, no, we really don't need to do that. Mm. Those are the kinds of things that send a signal to various sectors. In 2001, right before he left office, Bill Clinton went ahead and put 60 million acres in the Southwest under protected status. And the environmentalists, of course, were delighted by that. What very few people knew and what was later reported was that was America's greatest reserve of potash. Now, potash is not something that we think about when we wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. Potash is the essential ingredient of fertilizer. Mm-hmm. Essentially, what President Clinton did in the name of environmental protection is give Canada America's fertilizer industry, or a good part of it.
Right.
And we saw a tremendous uptick in fertilizer prices and so forth. President Trump understands that you don't do these things in isolation, mm-hmm. and that you have to think about after effects, side effects, and consequences. The business community observes that, they understand it, and that's one of the reasons why you're seeing the growth we're experiencing.
Well, the other thing too, Rob, is, let's think about this. Let's bring this into the discussion. The environmentalists want to hold on to all this land. The government doesn't have enough people to steward the land. And case in point is, look what's happening in California. I was born and raised in California, and they've got this crazy cycle that goes on every year. And you have to look to the environmentalists, because I don't see the environmentalists going out there and stewarding all this land that is protected to cut back the brush or to manage it in such a way. No, they just go and politic the thing. They give money to politicians, and all in the name of environmentalism. They let the brush grow out, and then guess what happens? We get a big fire, and then several weeks after that, the rains come, we got mudslides, people are dying, and we're in this consummate cycle of insanity. But this is what, to your point, these are some of the unintended consequences that goes on. But you would think that we would be smart enough to figure out that, hey, look, our citizens are dying because of, lack of a better word, but maybe the most appropriate word, some stupid political policy.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think the left often ignores, is that you are free to choose. You are not free to choose the consequences.
Exactly.
If, you know, there was a there has been an effort in some of our national forests for there to be no logging roads, no roads whatever. And the downside to that, of course, is what if there's a fire? Mm-hmm. You can't just, as you, to your point, Bill, you think, well, we'll preserve it in a pristine state. What happens when that pristine forest begins to burn up and there's no way of getting to it without parachuting men in very dangerously to put those fires out?
Right.
So President Trump is a man of common sense. He's had real-world business experience, and the business community, of course, and the economy generally is responding very favorably to that.
Rob, I think, you know, to your point, again, Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman, are increasingly surprised. They believe the president would do some changes. But just as you're pointing out, these practical issues, because our government is so massive, we don't even really think how pervasive it is until you start looking at these things, whether it's incidences in California, whether it's the immigration issue, all these things that he is bringing to light that are just rather pragmatic, and they're things that every day people around their dining tables go, how crazy is our government? Why are they doing this? Why is it that they're allowing, our government is allowing our politicians to do insider trading and make millions of dollars at the people's expense? These are just basic common sense questions that are asked around America today, but yet this is happening in real life in our country.
You make such a good point. The federal government is so massive with so many agencies, bureaus, sub-departments. I worked in the federal government for a long time, and there were times when I was just astonished. I worked for a cabinet secretary, and once he and I went to a kind of a secondary building in the agency, in the department, and were meeting with people. And there was a young man there, probably about 30 years old, and the secretary said, what do you do? And he said, well, I manage program X. And the secretary said, and this is the secretary of a very large cabinet department, said to him, I'm not familiar with that. How much money is that? And he said something like $700 million. And the secretary kind of paused, and he said, that's a lot of money. And he said, yes, sir, it is. And the problem is those kinds of things are kind of laced throughout the federal government. Nobody really knows what they do, what effect they have. Mm-hmm. And when a conservative comes along and says, let's reexamine, do we really need so many things? I once did a study showing that there are something like 40 AIDS prevention, research and treatment, websites, programs, and so forth. Let's say that we need AIDS prevention research. Let's all agree with that.
We got 10 seconds here, Rob.
Organization.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. Rob Schwartzwalder has been our guest, senior contributor with The Stream and lecturer at Regent University. Thank you, Rob.
Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus in the Scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life by applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils. The miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua Prescription is available today for only $14.95 and sacred Christian healing oils for $24.95 per 10-milliliter bottle. For limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
I'll tell you, we're grateful for the experts that, contribute their time and join the force here to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Top best-selling authors, experts in their field join in, like our next guest, Glenn Stanton. He is the director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family, a research fellow at the Institute of Marriage and Family in Ottawa, Ontario. Glenn, always good to have you with us. Welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Bill. Good morning. Thank you.
Well, I want to talk about a topic in light of course, we've got the March for Life going on in D.C. today, hundreds of thousands of people coming together to stand up for life, which is most incredible. And in face of that, the question comes up, you know, because it's just like anything. Once God says something, you always have that antithetical voice, right? And the one that questions, did God really say? And the question that's before us today is, hey, you've got too many kids. All this procreation and everything is causing a global health concern. So goes the theory, right?
Yeah, and I mean, unfortunately, we're hearing that. And any family that has more than four or more kids can tell you, people come up to them and like, hey, don't you know what causes that? And, you know, they're kind of seen as oddities. And we're seeing that in, public people today, announcing they're having their fifth child, sixth child, and they just get tremendous blowback. On them being irresponsible with the earth and threatening the environment and things like that. And it really comes down to the way you led into this is, are children a blessing or a curse? And unfortunately, increasingly, the attitude is that more than two children are a curse for the earth and society and everything that's good.
Yeah, how many arrows do you want in your quiver to go out and do good for the sake of the kingdom, right?
Well, and that's right. We need to see that, no, more people in the world are not a problem. We have to understand that the business owners, the people that invent things to solve problems, the people that cure diseases, the people that care for the sick and, you know, develop ways to feed more people, every one of those people started out as babies.
Exactly.
You know, babies are good things, and people are problem solvers. They're not the problem. And it's interesting that we do not have a problem with overpopulation in the world. Actually, quite the opposite.
But yet there are the brains, those supposed elites that they have determined. I mean, these are the same people that probably looked up in the sky and said, hey, I think there's only 100,000 stars up there, right?
No. Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, it's these people today who say that people are the problem and we have too many people and we're not going to be able to feed them all and things. They are literally the flat earthers of today. I mean, this theory started in the late 1960s with Paul Ehrlich in his book, The Population Bomb. Mm-hmm. And in that book, he declared that by the 1980s, England would not exist anymore, and that hundreds of thousands, millions of people would perish because there were too many people and there wouldn't be enough food. We have less death by malnutrition today than we ever had. And guess what, Paul? England is still around, and we produce more food than we can consume. In fact, in the world today, we throw away half the food because it doesn't get consumed that we produce.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, there's not a problem with too many people. Too few people are the problem, and that's what we're seeing today, unfortunately.
Exactly. Well, Glenn, you see, this is the thing that I've always believed in, is that once you've been out there, I mean, you know as well as I do that when you read the Word of God, it speaks of the mantle of the prophet. And if a prophet puts out something, and by a prophet, it isn't necessarily so, you know, hocus pocus or super spiritual or anything like that. This is somebody who can be a everyday encourager. But once he is puts out false information, his mantle, his authority is compromised, and he's no longer valid, in essence. Okay, this is the, I guess if you want to update the version of what God said in the Bible, I'm true to what the scriptural context is here, but if you can stay with me for just a moment. We have too many voices out there claiming gloom and doom, just as you just exampled, and that voice is still a loud place. And it is that voice, and if you really want to take it back further, you can go back into the 19th century with all these eugenicists that were raising their head. And, of course, which gave us Margaret Sanger, which gave us Planned Parenthood. And this was all the, and you know, Darwinism, all the way through this this theology, this modern-day theology that exited God out of the conversation. Because if God doesn't exist, I can do as I darn well please. And here they are, so smart within themselves, and God warns us in his word that he confounds those people that think they're so egotistical and so elite and they're all so knowing. And I got to imagine there's many chuckles coming out of heaven with some of these man-made theories.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you mentioned Darwinism, and this is a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing, but in some ways, exactly like you said it, God is saying, hey, you guys, you brilliant people, yes, social Darwinism is true. It doesn't quite work how you want it to. Mm-hmm. Guess what? It's the religious people, the conservatives that are having the babies that are going to rule tomorrow, because mm-hmm. the babies grow up and live how they were raised, and they live with the values that those parents have given them. Guess what? The liberals are aborting their children.
Exactly.
They are not, they are not going to dominate the future in terms of population. And that's what God would say, is the people who have the babies determine what tomorrow will be. And it's the conservative folks,
mm-hmm.
Across the board. It's the religious conservative folks and Christians as well there. And so, yeah, God is going to have the last laugh there, and he's going to realize, you know what, my people who I have called to go out and multiply, they are the ones that determine the future, because they are bringing forth the new life and the new generations of humanity.
Exactly. Well, as you point out, Glenn, and considering today with March for Life, celebrating life, realizing that this country has aborted 60 million babies since Roe v. Wade, you said very clearly we need more people, not less. 60 million is an entire labor force. And what are we asking for right now? We need laborers. And, and it kind of reminds me of this. I was in California. I was born and raised there, and I was there during the Watts riots, and the people were burning their homes down, and it was just absolute craziness. And they were gathered around a news camera because, they wanted some seconds of fame, and they were doing some live reporting there. And the reporter asked the men that were around him, said, well, what are you going to do now? This was about 11:30 at night. He says, well, what are you going to do now? I says, we're done. We're going to go home and, go to bed. And the one guy looked at him and said, you idiot, you just burned your house down.
Yeah.
I mean, this is America. I mean, this is what we've done. I mean, we're sitting here going, hey, we need more laborers. They're going, you just killed your laborers. What are you doing?
And that's exactly it. It's like the cartoon of the man sitting on a limb and, sawing it off while he's sitting on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. And this is in Europe, Western Europe, the governments there are paying couples handsomely to have more babies through tax credits.
Right.
Incredibly enticing tax credits. And it's not because the governments in Western Europe just, want to dress up the place with cute babies. They realize that if Italians are not having new Italians, in 20 years, we're not going to have Italian taxpayers, doctors, teachers, business owners, inventors, things like that. And that is all across Western Europe. They are realizing, babies are a good thing. And it's deeply and inherently pragmatic why they're wanting couples today to have more children. They are not reproducing themselves. A country cannot continue if you don't create the next generation of Italians, Dutch, Scandinavians, English, Canadians, whatever the case may be, procreation is a good thing, and it is required for the continuation of any country in the world.
Or what did God mean when he said, go forth, be fruitful, and multiply? Did he say only multiply to a certain level? I mean, like as if God, who takes care of all the birds in the air, is not going to take care of his creation and make it possible for there to be enough provision for the people that are created, the jobs, the ideas that come down. I mean, in that 60 million people that we've killed here in the United States, just as you suggested earlier, Glenn, which is so sad, not only the fact that we have killed people that are made in the image of God, is that what resource, what incredible invention has gone by the wayside and has been sold out as a body part?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And to understand quickly that we don't have an overpopulation problem. The 7 billion people in the world can fit within the state lines of Rhode Island and still have enough room to kind of wave their hands around and not hit anybody. You could have all the rest of the world to create food. 7 billion people is a lot, but it's not that much when we think about the entire globe.
Maybe the problem is more an imagination problem than anything else, right, Glenn?
Exactly right, Bill.
Without a doubt. Glenn Stanton, Director of Global Family Formation Studies that focus on the family. Glenn, always an honor to have you with us. Appreciate your time, buddy. Take care.
Hey, likewise. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer.